FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are invited to the 20th celebration banquet of Pastor and First Lady Stanley R. and Linda Mathis of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. This banquet is going to be held Saturday, November 4th at 6 p.m. at the Alexandria Convention Hall in downtown Alexandria. The special guest speaker is Dr. Samuel C. Talbert, Jr., the pastor of the Greater St. Mary Baptist Church of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Tickets can be purchased by October 20th for $35 by making a check or money order payable to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church and mailing it to the church at 2308 Houston Street in Alexandria. You don't want to miss the 20th celebration banquet for Pastor and First Lady Stanley and Linda Mathis. Saturday, November 3rd at 6 p.m. at Convention Hall. Then Sunday at the church at 9 a.m. The morning service features Bishop Baron Nelson of Red Oak, Texas. Then at 3 p.m. at the church, Dr. Joshua Joy Guerra and the Zion Hill Church family of Pineville, Louisiana. 2 days of celebration honoring Pastor Stanley to First Lady Linda Mathis. November 4th and 5th.
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. My brothers and sisters, we anticipate a place of unspoiled beauty where everything is new and perfect, unspoiled by sin, unspoiled and uncorrupted. Everything will be made new. And then Revelation 21 and 2 states, and I, John, saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Our eternal home is this beautiful city coming down from Yahweh, coming down from God. Now we know why Jesus said to his disciples in John 14, verses 1 through 3, let not your heart be troubled. If ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I personal go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This mansion that Jesus is working on will not be contaminated by sin. It will be a perfect place for God's people. My brothers and sisters, we could ask the question now. We could ask, is Jesus now preparing that new heaven and that new earth? Well, it says that the first heaven and the first earth will be passed away. There are only three heavens, the atmosphere, the air here, and then there's the outer space, and then there is heaven. And what we are told is that there had been a contamination. Pastor, explain to me how. I'm glad you asked. When Lucifer fell with the angels, he fell and he contaminated the air. And as he fell in the heavenly realm, he contaminated all that he fell through, because all rebellion is sin. Regardless of whether you are under that law that God has given. But when you rebel against God's word, you are rebelling against God, and that is sin. And so Satan rebelled, Lucifer rebelled, and he fell to earth. And he contaminated everything in the atmosphere, and he fell to earth, and he has now contaminated this earth. This earth is being rocked with pollution, with contamination, with pollution. It is being contaminated. So God has to make all things new. Now I understand why Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that is not contaminated, where the enemy will not mess it up, where sin will not inherit, where lying and cheating and backstabbing will not, hey Lord, will not be a part of what I am for you. The Lord got something new and perfect and beautiful. No more cheating, no more backstabbing, no more lying, no more talking about each other. Color will not exist, because we will all be made new.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
We are told this city looks like a bride on her wedding day. And you know what? There's an anticipation at weddings. When the bride comes, we all stand up and we watch her come down. And she's adorned in white. And so we are told, this bride, this city looks like a bride on her wedding day. The city will be fresh and clean and spotless, dressed in pure white, waiting for her groom. Then John said in 3 and 4, 21, 3 and 4, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with men, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former thing hath passed away. The city, the New Jerusalem, is blessed. And we who accept Christ are blessed in that city, because God himself will be there in a place he prepared for us. The psalmist said to the Lord in Psalm 16 and 11, thou wilt show me thy path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Heaven and New Jerusalem are going to be beautiful. Then John said, no more tears, no death, no sorrow, no crying, no more pain. Emotional and spiritual suffering will no longer exist. For death, hell, and the grave will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. And those who think that once you die, that's just it. But if death is thrown into the lake of fire, how can you now die? For death will flee for his own salvation. And there is no salvation for fallen angels. God did not establish salvation for angels. It was only established for men. And if we fail to accept this great salvation that he has for us, whose fault is it? When we stand before the Lord, will we stand before the Lord in rewards? Or will we stand before him in judgment? We will stand before him either for rewards. What have you done for the Lord? Have you against the Lord's program? Are you fighting against his word? Or are you living a life that pleases him? Pastor, you don't know my story, but he knows it. From the very foundation of the world, he knew who we were. He knew that all have sinned and come short of the glory. All inclusive. The question is, how are you living? And who are you living for? Out of former things, we see new things. Old things are passed away, it dies. And all things become new. The question we propose to you, are you a new creation? Have you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior? It's an easy task. Accept, repent, and believe. And you are heaven bound. See, I like to hit the enemy. See, the enemy been hitting me for 72 years. He tried to kill me at the age of 5. He tried to hang me, and it didn't work. He's tried to destroy me and destroy my character and destroy my family, and it did not work. He tried to stop my ministry and stop me from preaching, and it did not work, because he does not know who I'm working for. I am a warrior for Christ Jesus. The Lord God Almighty declared me from my mother's womb to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I go to the Lord and I ask, why, Lord? And the Lord said, some will hear you and some will not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. The question is, are you a son of the living God who have already made all things possible for you? Time is winding down. But conjunction, time is not yet. God is giving every man, every boy, every girl an opportunity to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And if we choose not to say yes, he said, I won't know you. And I have shared with my Bible study, it's almost impossible for us not to make it into heaven. Why? Because the price has been paid. Jesus, he who knew no sin, imputed, gave us his holiness and righteousness on sinful Reverend Matthews. And then Jesus, who gave his holiness and righteousness on Reverend Matthew, took Reverend Matthew's sin, and it was placed